buckle your seatbelt. It's time for another episode of the Prepper Recon Podcast. I've personally been buying gold and silver from JM Bullion for over 2 years. They offer the best prices over spot that I can find, and I've never had a problem with an order. If you're looking to trade in some of your fiat paper for real money, check out jmbullion.com today.
Ready Made Resources is a trusted name in the prepper community because they've been around for 18 years. They offer great prices on night vision, water filtration, long-term storage food, solar energy components, and provide free technical service. Get ready for an uncertain future at readymaderesources.com. Today's guest is Todd Sepulveda of Prepper Website. Todd, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mark.
Absolutely. You're a busy guy, so we only get to talk about once a year. So this is our annual powwow, I guess. For new listeners, can you give them a quick overview of what Prepper Website is?
Yeah, well, anyone who goes to PrepperWebsite.com is going to see a website that looks very similar to the Drudge Report. And I started it years ago when I got into preparedness myself, and realized that there was a lot of great articles that were out there, but I was using a blog reader, at that time Google Reader. And so I had all these blogs. I would put all these blogs in one place, and you know, I would go and I would read these articles, and I'm like, man, these are really good, but there wasn't one place that had them all. And I knew that there was people out there who didn't know what a blog reader was or didn't use a blog reader, and I can just kind of imagine people going from blog to blog to blog, you know, checking it every single day. And I'm like, wouldn't it be great if there was just one place where, you know, all the great articles were? And I am a fan of the Drudge Report. You know, I hit the Drudge Report every day to see, you know, what's new and what's there. And I found a template that would work like the Drudge Report, and I started using it, and lo and behold, man, it just took off, and people started coming, and so we have, you know, thousands of visitors every day that come and see the articles that were posted the night before. So around 10 o'clock Central Time, you know, we load up all the articles that we're gonna do, anywhere between 8 and 12. Sometimes there's been 16, and just kind of put them out there. And sometimes there are articles, podcasts, videos, and the best of the best of that day. And a lot of the times there are the most recent articles. I mean, there are some websites out there that might repost a video that was older, or they might, you know, redo an article or something like that. But for the most part, it's the new and the recent stuff. And so we do that day, every day, 24/7. It's or not 24/7, but 7 days a week. Up there, and it's just been a real blessing, and have a nice following. We have a daily email that goes out, so if you don't want to come hit the website, you can subscribe to the mail, the email and newsletter, and you will get that every morning around 6 a.m. Central Time, and you can hit all the articles that were posted.
And what have you been focusing on in your personal preparedness plan?
You know, I guess it's always important to have the basics, and that's always what I go to. I look at my current situation and where I'm at, and that's what I would encourage anybody to do. I live in Houston, Texas, on the Gulf Coast, and you know, we have hurricanes. That's one of the big deals that we have, and so, you know, my preparedness is kind of geared towards that because I've been through hurricane season when we didn't have anything, and we were, you know, there was a hurricane in the Gulf, and we go to the store and there's nothing there. Then I've been through hurricanes when I was in preparedness, and it felt really good when you see all the news reports and stuff of, you know, all the grocery stores being empty, knowing that you had supplies to go ahead and weather that storm, and you had flashlights and you had batteries and you have those kinds of things. But, you know, I always just focus on the basics. You have water, have food, have a way to cook that if for some reason your utilities go out, if you know, a way to take care of sanitation, if you need to do that. And so just the basics, that's pretty much what I'm always focusing on, and trying to always make sure that is up to date. Besides that, you know, I am a Christian, and so my spiritual preparedness to me is more important than anything, you know, and that's what I focus on the most. And actually, that's probably where I'm at right now the most is, you know, you get to a point where you've done a lot of the prep stuff, and there's always something to do. There's always something more you can add. But you know, I'm at the point now to make sure that my spiritual preparedness is top notch, and I'm where I'm supposed to be.
On that note, besides Prepper website, you also have a site called Prepper Church, and it focuses on the spiritual aspects of preparedness and also some situational awareness stuff. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I was actually, you know, a while back, I just kind of felt that I should do a little bit on spiritual preparedness coming from the prepper side of things, and looked up the website Prepper Church and realized that it was already purchased. But the guy who purchased it, I knew I had been in contact with, and his name is he is a pastor, Dr. Andrew Jackson, and you know, I contacted him, and he said, "Man, Todd, I'll just give it to you if you're going to use it." And so he just transferred it over to me and started going from there. So I do articles. I've done videos up there. I have on Monday, I post a prayer and kind of just copy from TimGamble.com. He's given me permission to kind of reproduce his prayer, his Patriot prayer, every Monday. I try to do a weekly Watchman. There's a couple of guys that I watch that do prophecy updates, and I try to do that every week and get that up there. And then if I was doing more of a regular article or a regular video, but kind of falling back. It's more on as I feel the Lord leading me to do it. And so we'll add that, or if there is a video that I have seen. But yeah, there's a lot of good stuff there for the Christian prepper to go and check out, definitely.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. KD Armor offers affordable body armor, including level 3 trauma plates made of AR-500 steel. These plates can endure multiple rounds from pistols and rifles up to 7.62 NATO. KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Following a crippling EMP attack against the USA, college student turned survivalist Danny Walker finally makes it to his secure rural location. No sooner does Danny arrive than he is given another petrifying prophetic vision of the chaos still to come. The country has been brought to its knees, and the thin veneer of civility has been torn to shreds by the savagery lurking just below the surface. Danny has survived the EMP, but will he live through the most vicious era in U.S. history? Buy Ichabod, Book 2 of 7 Cows, Ugly and Gaunt, from Amazon.com today in Kindle, paperback, or audio edition.
You've got a link to a great video that you did on Prepper Church, and it's about starting a mutual assistance group Bible study. And you've got listings for some existing Bible studies around the country on that, right?
Yeah. I feel very strongly that Christians should be coming together. Christian preppers should be coming together. And so I put, you know, I put myself out there as well as an example. And so I, you know, because of Prepper website and Prepper Church, I wanted to start a small Bible study for Christian preppers. And it was one of the best moves I've ever made, man, because it was kind of scary, to be honest with you, because you're putting your name out there, you're putting, hey, let's get together, and you don't know who's going to come, you don't know what they're going to be like, you don't know if they're going to be some wacko, and so at the very beginning when I did that, you know, I wanted to find a place where we can kind of meet, a mutual place where everybody can kind of meet, and just so I could kind of gauge everybody, but I couldn't find, I mean, as hard as I look, I couldn't find anything that would really meet our needs. There's a hotel down the street where I could have rented their conference room, and but you know, even for an hour or two, it would have been like $120. I'm like, I'm not going to do that. So I just put it out there. I'm like, hey, just come to my house. And I am so glad I did, because I have met some really great people and have started some really great relationships with other Christians who are preppers, who believe the same way that, you know, that I believe, and some, you know, just some great things have happened there. And so as that happened, I wanted to put it out there for other people to have that same opportunity. And so if there's somebody out there, and, you know, one of the things that I hear a lot is, you know, my church, my pastor is not open to to preparedness things. I've talked about it. I've brought it up. They laugh in my face. They tell me it's not, you know, you're not living in faith to do it. And so there's a lot of Christian preppers out there who feel very isolated and alone because they can't find any other Christian preppers in their churches or in their community. So I put it out there. I'm like, hey, if you want to start a small group, you know, give me your name and email or contact and the state and the city that you live in, and I'll put it up there, and people can go to that, and they can hit it, and they can if you're in their area, they can make contact with you, and you can find a place to meet up, and you don't have to do it the way I did it. I mean, I just opened up my house, but other people, you might want to use that operational security a little bit, be a little bit tighter on that, and meet at a coffee shop or meet at a restaurant, and you're just communicating through email, and like, hey, I'll be sitting, at a table, and I'll have a Bible, sitting there on the table. It won't be opened; it'll just be there, and that's how you know that it'll be me. And just kind of meet up, and then kind of gauge, hey, is this someone that seems like I want to build a relationship with, and kind of go from there, build that Christian relationship and start praying together, start reading the Bible together, start meeting together, and who knows what could happen. So I've offered that, and we've got a lot of states represented, which is good, and I'm always willing to put anybody else who's willing to put their name out there and their contact information. And use an email that you don't, that it's not necessarily your main email, and just kind of go from there and see and feel it out and trust in God and see what happens.
What are some of the other things we can do to help get our church prepared?
You know, that's one that I've thought about a lot, and I think the first thing that Christian preppers need to do is not use the name prepper. That would be my first piece of advice. So there are certain things that are kind of gate. I don't want to use the word drug, right? But it's kind of like a gateway drug into preparedness. People that start gardening, they find themselves, looking at gardening blogs or looking at articles like that, and by the time you know it, they start to get into the preparedness stuff. They start wanting to get into food storage. There's people that get into firearms. And, it is sometimes goes into the preparedness aspect of it. So I would completely lose the idea of or the word prepper from anything. But I've got some just a great idea. So if you go to a church and let's say your pastor is not open to preparedness, but you'd like to do something, you'd like to be a little bit more active. So you're going to be kind of a little bit more stealth and not being deceiving about it, but you're just going to be a little bit more stealthy about, what you want to do. And so, for instance, the church that I grew up at had a humongous field and we never used it. I mean, I think in all the years that I was there, we used it one time to play softball. And so what I would do is if I was a Christian prepper going to a church, I would approach the pastor and say, Pastor, there's a lot of people who are interested in gardening and interested in living, living organically and living healthy. We could have a great outreach to this community if we take that field that's out there, that big plot of grass that all we do is mow it every week. If we take that and we turn it into a community garden, and I would be more than willing to head that up. And for every plot that we give to a church member, we will have a plot for somebody in the community and just put it out there and offer it. So if we have 10 plots, there's 5 church members that can have a plot and then 5 community families that would come, and it would be an outreach to the neighborhood. People would know that the church members that garden there in that spot would know that they are there not only to garden, but also to build relationships with the other people there. And so you think about it. You can start small. You run a little bit of water out there to a, to a, to a garden spot, you bring in some dirt or just use what's there, and you start layering and using the layer method and building soil and bringing people in, people are going to start talking about gardening. They're going to start talking about that aspect of it. It's going to open up lines of communication. And so then let's say you're doing that and the community gets a little bit interested and you do a class. Hey, we're going to have a class on how to, you know, how to garden or how you can start container gardening. And then they get to leave with the tomato plant or something like that. And then, you know, the next quarter or 2 months from now, you do a class on how to can, you know, 2 months from then you do a class on how to save money by couponing or, you know, different things like that. And so you're not necessarily talking about preparedness, but it's an outreach out there to the community, and people who are interested in stuff will eventually come. So the pastors sees this potential outreach that's there, and then you also see the potential of building preparedness and building the idea of being self-reliant into your church and to the other people in the community. And I think that would be great. I mean, eventually you could go into, you know, hey, building your own Berkey and they're just, it's endless what you can do. Just don't call it being a prepper, you know, and if you use it as an outreach. You know, one of the things not too long ago, it's been a couple of years ago here in Houston, the Popular Mechanics came to the Houston area, and they had an expo. It's the Emergency Preparedness Expo. It's only about 4 hours, so it wasn't very, very long. But I'm sure a lot of your listeners are familiar with Dr. Prepper, James Stevens. He was there, and so I got to meet him, and he was selling his book, you know, the big blue book, his preparedness manual, and it's been around. I mean, I think it's like maybe 11 or 12 editions, right? And got to meet him, got to talk to him a little bit, and he was telling me, he said, Houston is a very untapped area, place for preparedness. It's a huge metroplex, but he sold more of his book in 4 hours than he sold at the huge Self-Reliant Expo in Colorado Springs in a whole weekend. And so he's like, man, this is an area that is really could be tapped. So there's a lot of interest even in places like, you know, in a big city like Houston, and I can just imagine in all the other cities, you know, you have a church who makes itself available and open, and you can start doing those kinds of things, and putting preparedness out there and making yourself available and using it as an outreach and allowing the Lord to use you that way. Other than that, you know, I think building relationships is always the most important thing. I mean, we're called to do that as Christians, is to build relationships. And I was reading a thing on Facebook just the other day where someone met a neighbor who happened to be a prepper, but they were kind of like, they kind of were talking kind of like in code, and so they didn't outright say it, but you kind of pick up on it eventually. You know, you kind of pick up where they're at, and then by the time they knew it, after, you know, after a little while, they both acknowledged that they were preppers, you know. And so that was a way that, you know, you get to meet other people out there and to build relationships and find out who's out there prepping. It's common sense. When you talk about it from a common sense perspective, I think people are a little bit more open to it. When you talk about the weird, you know, the pole shifting and super volcano going up and the end of the world and zombies and stuff, I think that really puts people off. But when you talk about it from a real practical understanding of, hey, you know, what if you lost your job, or, you know, what if the lights, you know, California right now, they're going through, they're telling people to watch what they are, how much electricity they're using, you know, and so they're asking to turn up their ACs and not use as much because it's so hot. And so, you know, what if the electricity went out for even just a couple of hours in 120 degree weather? You know, that could potentially kill you if you're not prepared and you're not, you know, taking care of yourself. So it just makes sense. So hope that helps a little bit.
Yeah, fantastic. I love the idea of starting a community garden in the lawn where you're just mowing grass and producing nothing really except it's a burden, and instead you can create something that's actually going to produce food, and I think that's great, and you don't have to call it prepping. And I think that's great. And then I think sometimes as preppers and people of faith, we just have to bite the bullet and put our money where our mouth is and take the initiative. Our church has an irrigation well, so I took the initiative to have a hand pump installed there. So if we have an EMP or a long-term power outage or disruption in the water service, at least the folks that are in walking distance of the church, even people around in the community, they'd be able to go and pump water out of that irrigation well on the hand pump. So I think a lot of churches, and you're a new pastor, which, congratulations on your new position, but a lot of churches, a lot of pastors are happy to let you lead if you'll take the initiative, because a lot of times as a pastor, you're just so overwhelmed, you've got so many things going, and you just need somebody. A lot of folks I'm sure as a pastor, you have people coming to you with all these great ideas, and you're saying, okay, great, go do it. They don't want to do it. They want to tell you, and they want you to do it.
That's so true, and what a blessing, just thinking about that water pump, that hand pump that you put in, what a blessing that would be. And think about how that church could minister to the community as they come out. And they're getting water, and then they get their living water, that never runs dry, from the well that never runs dry. And what a blessing there. But yeah, taking the initiative, every pastor would love to hear that from someone that's like, hey, I have this idea, this great outreach, the Lord is leading me to do this, and it's not going to take any of your time. It's not going to take any of the church money or church resources. Can I have your permission to do it? And I can't see any pastor who would say no to that, unless they were very, very controlling and weren't listening to the Spirit of God.
Hey, Preppers and Patriots, that's the end of the first half of my conversation with Todd Sepulveda of Prepper Website. Tune in next week for the rest of the show.
Get prepared before disaster strikes. PrepperRecon.com offers Molly-compatible individual first aid kits for your home, auto, or bug-out bag. These kits have everything you need to address a traumatic injury, including an Israeli battle dressing, quick clot, EMT shears, suture kit, Steri-Strips, tourniquet, tough strip bandages, and so much more. Kits are available in OD Green, Coyote, Black, and ACU. $99 includes shipping. Go to PrepperRecon.com and click the Store tab at the top of the homepage. Order today before it's too late.
We just passed the third anniversary of the Prepper Recon podcast, and it couldn't have happened without you. To say thanks, I want to send you a free PDF copy of the 7-Step Survival Plan. It's a basic blueprint that will help you to prioritize your efforts and make sure you're not missing any important areas of prepping. To get your free copy, simply go to PrepperRecon.com and click the 7-Step Survival Plan free PDF banner that's directly under the menu bar at the top of the homepage. Thanks again for 3 great years of the Prepper Recon podcast.